Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's Todd.
And Julie.
With Chrisley Confessions.
Yes, and I am so excited because this past weekend has been amazing with this weather. So happy to see some blue sky
and sunshine.
I don't even care that it's cold because as long as I see sunshine, I'm okay because that gives me that hope that spring is around the corner.
Well, you know, and listen, that's the Lord's promise is that, you know, when the sun comes up, there's hope.
Oh, well,
so there
true.
You go. Well, folks, listen, we're going to jump straight into our callers today because we have had so many emails and so many messages from people who are just dying to get their answers. They feel like that we're not answering enough questions.
So yeah, because, you know, sometimes Todd gets off on a tangent.
I get off on a tangent if I believe in something, but we're not going to get started today. You're not going to mess my day up. So we're going to jump into the first caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. This is Courtney from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I have a question. I was watching some of your older shows, which I absolutely love and have seen many times and continue to watch. And I'm watching the one where Chase gets the Bible tattoo and he has to get it removed in order to get the Range Rover. The question I have is, in current episodes, I've seen him lay by the pool with the tattoo still there. So I was just curious as to whatever happened with that. Obviously, it wasn't removed. And just was kind of curious as I was watching this. I love you guys so much. I can't wait for you guys to go on tour. I listen to your podcast every week and continue to watch your show. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Hey, Courtney from Wisconsin. Girl, I know you are cold, cold, cold.
I'm glad you're watching that episode because that episode brought me a lot of heartache, but yet a lot of joy because I got to watch Chase go through that process of having the tattoo removed. And just so that you know, it takes a long time for that tattoo to come off. But he is about, what is he, 80%? 90%?
At least 80%. It is very, very, very faint. Keep in mind, for those of you who may not know or remember, he had John 3:16, not just the Bible verse. He had the whole verse on his side.
I just can't even because it makes me just want to throw up right now. The verse, just has the stupidity.
But it is so much better. I mean, it is very, very, very light. And it is a process, as Todd says. You have to go in. You have to have it done. And it basically burns the skin and brings the ink to the top. And then it kind of scabs over and you got to wait for it to heal. So there's a method to the madness. But please, Courtney, don't think that we have let it go by the wayside because we have not. We are still holding his feet to the fire, and he is still going for his laser treatment.
Yeah, I think he's like 80 or 90% complete.
Yep.
So, you know, I appreciate you noticing that, but I mean, it is not for television. It is unfortunately what we're going through in our real life. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. It's Mel calling from Ontario, Canada. I love your show. I really love really anything you guys do. And I just had a question for Julie. I'm a mom of two biological children that are mine and three stepsons from my husband. So that's five kids, and I work full-time. And I find that I don't really get a lot of help around the house from the kids. And it may be my fault because I've always just done everything because it was easier. And I'm just wondering, do your kids have household chores, and how do you get them to do them? Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Mel from Ontario, Canada. Thanks so much for listening to us. First of all, I want to say my hat's off to you. Five children. That is not an easy task. Three steps into biological. So, girl, I know what you are going through. What I would tell you is, as far as mothers or parents or caregivers, yes, we are all guilty, I feel like, of just not holding our kids accountable to do things. And I am as guilty as anyone.
I'm not.
Do my kids have chores? Yes, they do. You know, even Chloe, who is six, when we get a bath every night, she has to bring her dirty clothes down. They go into the laundry room. You know, Grayson takes the trash out and Chloe puts the new trash bag back in. I mean, just little things like that, that I do try. Am I as diligent as I should be? No. It is definitely a downfall of mine because I know what you're saying. I feel like, oh my gosh, if I have to call you downstairs and ask you to do it, it's just easier for me to do it myself. And I know that I'm doing my kids an injustice by that. But growing up, yes, my kids had chores. My kids had things they had to do, responsibilities. And I do think that's important. But I'm not going to lie. I had this conversation with some of our guys on our crew members. And we were just talking about that, you know, you just get in this rut and feel like you're doing it all. And it's frustrating because I feel like sometimes I do. I'm doing everything. But I will tell you, keep your head up. And yes, tell those children, give them some consequences. They have to do those chores. Because if not, we're raising kids that are turning into young adults that don't know how to do anything.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And just so that you know, Mel, I don't do that. I tell my children straight out, go get your room cleaned up, get your clothes to the laundry, go take your clothes out of the laundry and go put them away, clean your car up, do whatever is expected. If I expect it to be done. I'm not expecting for my health. So if you can't do that, then guess what? I can't help you with nothing else. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is Dana from Ontario, Canada. I absolutely love the show and the podcast. You guys are great, and I love getting advice and just a good laugh from you. I would love for you to come to Ontario. I'm about 2 hours from Toronto. I know Canada's a little cold for you, but spring is on its way, and I think we should have some good southern folk come down to Canada. Thanks for everything. Bye.
Thank you. Canada is cold.
It
and
is.
Nick just got back from Canada.
Right, but how great is this? We've had
two callers back
from
to
Canada.
Back to back and from Ontario.
I know. That's amazing. I am so happy that you guys are listening in Canada. Thank you, Dina. Canada's far, right?
Well, it's far, but I mean, it's not really by plane. I mean, it's not like you've got to ride a bike there.
I think it should definitely go on our list. I mean, it's not coincidental that we've had two callers
back to back
from Canada. So I think we got to give Canada the shout out.
Canada for the shout out. Ontario, we love that you guys are watching us. So I guess that we'll have to add it to the list.
This list is getting long.
Right.
I am so happy, guys, that I am seeing some sunshine and that I think we're actually seeing some spring here. So we all know that women come in different shapes and sizes and that we all deserve to have a swimsuit that we love. And if you're like me, if you find a swimsuit and find a brand that you truly love, you stick with it. And that's exactly what I have found in Miracle Suit. So I want to tell you about MiracleSuit.com. They're beautiful, stylish, slimming swimwear that caters to all lifestyles, body types, and sizes. I mean, I absolutely love my Miracle Suits. I have said this before I was ever contacted by this company. I have a drawer that I keep all my bathing suits in. And when I set up my call with them, I went to just start looking through my swimsuits. And literally the first three suits that I pulled out were all Miracle Suits. So they are amazing swimsuits that are beautiful. They're stylish, but they make you feel good to be in a swimsuit. And as a woman, as a 46-year-old woman, that is not something that's easily accomplished. MiracleSuit.com has a fit guide that makes it so simple to find the perfect styles and fit for your individual needs. It accentuates or minimizes your bust. It adds curves or slenderizes your waist, or gives you that tummy control that we need. And also, the thing that I love about Miracle Suit is that the suits are so comfortable. Sometimes when you put on something that has those kind of control things, they're not comfortable. You feel like you're suffocating. That's not the case here with Miracle Suit. They have beautiful suits that support and flatter all body types, including full bust, long torsos, and plus sizes. And these are exclusive styles that you can't find anywhere else other than MiracleSuit.com. Their website is amazing. You deserve to have a swimsuit that will show off your beautiful, flawless curves, too. So I've worked out this special limited-time offer for my listeners. Get 20% off any swimsuit from MiracleSuit.com and free shipping and returns on all orders in the U.S. This is only available by going to my special landing page. That's MiracleSuit.com/CC. So to get this fantastic 20% discount, go now to MiracleSuit.com/CC.
Next caller, please.
Hi, this is Leah in Colorado. On your last podcast, you played my call where I was talking about being in a feud with my in-laws for over 12 years, and you was wanting some more details. You wanted to know what I had done. Well, what I had done was I hacked into my sister-in-law's MySpace account. That's how far back this goes. It was MySpace time. I hacked into her MySpace account, and I had seen a bunch of private messages between her and my other sister-in-law where they were trash-talking me and saying that they never liked me. They just were being nice to me because they felt sorry for me. And I kind of went off the rails with that. And if I recall correctly, I had found a way to gather all those messages and then forward them to all their other MySpace friends. So it kind of like outed me. I kind of told them myself. A few months later, the sister-in-law whose Facebook account I had hacked, she and I had made amends. I had apologized and told her, you know, what I did was totally wrong. I took full responsibility. But the other sister-in-law said it's just unforgivable. She doesn't want anything to do with me. And then when we went to visit my mother and father-in-law, she showed up and we got into a physical altercation. Gosh. Haven't spoken to any of my in-laws since, except for the first sister-in-law whose Facebook account I had hacked. She's okay with me. We're not friendly, but she's shown me more grace than I would have shown her had the roles been reversed. I'm trying to make things right with the second sister-in-law. You know, our kids have grown up not knowing each other. I think it's sad. Our father-in-law passed away hating us for causing such drama in his family. And I just want this to be resolved. I think it's been long enough. I know I don't deserve her forgiveness. What I did was really wrong. But it was a long time ago, and I would just like things to be okay when we're in the same room. I don't want all this fighting going on. Just let me know what you think. Thanks. Bye.
Leah, I am so glad that you called back, because I have been trying to figure out what did this woman do? Well, now I found out that you have hacked into her MySpace account and then the Facebook account. So you're an official professional hacker. Reminds me of my ex-business partner. You know, I have to tell you, I respect that you are seeking grace. I respect that you're seeking forgiveness. But remember what I said, forgiveness belongs to the person who has been harmed or been wronged. And at the end of the day, forgiveness comes in their time, not yours. So you have to understand and respect if this woman doesn't want to be around you. Because listen, let's just be honest. Julie and I've been through a lot, you know, with a former business person that hacked into our emails and our bank accounts and forged our name to documents and things. And we're dealing with that right now as we speak. from 2012, we're still dealing with it. But I just believe that, you know, once that kind of invasion of privacy occurs, it's probably hard for that person to forever forgive it. Now, the Lord says that, you know, for you to enter the kingdom of heaven, you know, forgiveness has got to be in your heart. I'm going to hope and pray that she knows that. And all you can do is continue to be a good and steady servant. You have to be able to continue with your on your remorseful path. You have to be humble for it. But at the same time, your sister-in-law either needs to give it up or get on with it.
You've 12 years.
12 years.
That's a long time. And you guys are married to brothers. I mean,
look at what you're doing to the brother relationship.
Well, not just the brother relationship, but the cousins. Your children's first cousins that they're not being able to have a relationship with. So it's much, much deeper than just the two of you. It has affected an entire family. So I hope that you guys can come to a common ground, if nothing else, for the parents, for your husbands, for your children.
Well, for nothing else. I mean, maybe the sister-in-law should just go ahead and just let bygones be bygones. No, to never, ever, ever accept Leah as a friend on Facebook or on Twitter or on Instagram. Because listen, you know, once you got hacking abilities, you always got hacking abilities. So I'm just saying, Lee, I ain't trying to throw no shade, but you know, you was working for the government or the espionage group when you was doing that shit. So it ain't right. You know, it's not
That's
right.
That's the craziest thing. How in the world? I would never think to hack into somebody's social media.
Well, I don't think we're smart enough.
I was trying to figure out how to turn notifications off on my own account today, and I can't even figure that out. So go figure.
Well, so Leah, that's the best I can do for you, darling. I want you to call me back and you know, periodically and let me know how things stand with you. Until then, God bless you. Continue seeking grace. Next caller, please.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Chris Lee. My name is Michelle. I'm calling from Katy, Texas. And I was trying to figure out if you had any advice on, Todd, I know you went through a horrible divorce. I was married for 13 years and we went through in vitro and had our twins. And after the kids were born, he was caught in 3 separate affairs. All with girls that were younger than his oldest daughter.
Shut your mouth.
He is now remarried, and I'm having issues with his new wife and how she treats my kids.
I know.
When him and I got married, he had 2 kids from a previous marriage. And I took them in as my own. Never once has I ever said that they are anything but mine. They called me mom. We ended up losing his son in a car accident when he was 17 years old. And I am still extremely close with his daughter. My question is, now that he is remarried, we still have a great relationship to co-parent, but how do I deal with his new wife coming in and not wanting to accept my kids as her own? She's nice to them, but she does not go out of her way to be kind and to do special things for them. I didn't know if you had any advice on how I should approach that with him, if I should just let it go. I love y'all's show, and I appreciate all of the advice that you give us listeners every week. Even though you don't realize it, a lot of us need a lot of the advice that you give. So I do greatly appreciate it and wish y'all nothing but the best. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle from Katy, Texas. Yes, I went through a horrific divorce, but, you know, not a divorce like maybe what you went through. I mean, you know, we did have 2 children, but, you know, there was, you'd like to think that, you know, when there's no emotional connection to the other individual, that the divorce is going to be easier. But I think what complicated my divorce was that I was not giving up on my children and I was going to have custody of them. My divorce was not emotional because I was never in love. So, I mean, it is what it is. But, you know, let's talk about your situation. You married a man who had been married. He came into the marriage with two children, like what I did with Julie. That is hard on Julie, but it's also hard on him because he has to constantly make sure that these two children he brought into this marriage, that you're going to be as good to them as a biological mother would be.
And hold up, I think she has.
I understand.
Because she just said she had an excellent relationship right. with the son and still does. To this day has a relationship with his
if
daughter.
If you'll cool your tits, I'm going to go ahead and get to that.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm trying to point out that the burden that a parent bringing children into a marriage, what they feel emotionally inside. You have two children through in vitro. After you have these children, you find out that their father is cheating and has had three affairs with girls that are younger than his oldest daughter. Darling, if his wife is still in high school, she can't be being no mother to your children. I don't know how young this chick is, but I can tell you this, if she's younger than his oldest child, she ain't gonna never be a mother to your two children. So they have a mother. All you should expect from this chick is, listen, we see each other. As my friend Nene Leake says, we see each other. So as long as we see each other, then we know that all eyes are on the court. You better be nice to my kids. Don't be jumping up in my lane, telling them what they can and can't do, because clearly you ain't interested in being a mother figure to them. Hell, she can't be a mother figure to them because she's more on the lines of their generation, I guess. So my advice would be to let her know that you don't need her to be their mother. You got that job covered. Let your ex-husband know, listen, I'm going to check that chick that you're with. If she ever dismisses my children or makes my children feel less than I'm going to check her. And in the South, when we say check somebody, it means we drag them. So just know, and I did that too with my ex and her husband. So, you know, I hope that helps you. You need to be focusing on those kids and on yourself and not be worrying about this. I know you're not worried about him because you said you have a good relationship with him. I don't know how the hell you have a good relationship with a whorehound who has screwed around on you
she
three
said
times.
That, no, she said they have a good relationship when it comes to co-parenting.
Okay, he needs to let his check show up and he needs to pick the kids up at the front door.
Well, yes, but I think for her it's that she took his two children and she loved them as her own.
And she's expecting this other one to do the same for hers.
And listen, honey, people like you and I
don't exist.
Don't exist anymore. They really don't. They are few and far between. So the way that we look at things, because it sounds like you and I view it very much the same, other people don't see it that way. You're expecting that this new wife to be like you and to be, you know, the person that you were to his children. And it's just probably not going to happen. But keep us updated, Michelle. Let us know how things progress and how things are going.
Thank you so much. I hope that we've helped you in some way. Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. My name is Autumn and I'm from South Dakota. And I heard that you guys are probably going to be going on tour for your podcast. But if you guys do, you guys need to come to South Dakota and we could get Todd on a horse because we know Todd just loves horses. So it'd be great to have you guys in South Dakota. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, South Dakota and Todd on a horse ain't happening.
Well, maybe South Dakota, maybe somewhere in South Dakota. I don't know.
Yeah, but you're not going to put me in a saddle.
But probably not a horse, Autumn. That will be pushing a little bit, girl, but we will definitely add South Dakota to our list.
Thank you, darling.
Okay, guys. I know that we would all be better off if sometimes we could just listen rather than speak. And that's why I want to tell you about Audible. You know, I truly believe that by listening, we can become better parents, better leaders, better people, healthier people. And I believe that Audible helps us to get there. So with Audible, you get access to an unbelievable selection of audiobooks, including bestsellers, motivation, mysteries, thrillers, memoirs, and more. Audible members can choose three titles every month, one audio book, and two audio originals that you can't hear anywhere else. So Audible members also get access to exclusive audio fitness programs to help start off your new year on the right foot. Listen on any device, anywhere, anytime, at home, the gym, during your commute, or just when you're on the go. So that's the amazing thing about Audible. There are so many amazing features to Audible, and I want to share just a few of them with you. The first one being you can send a book. You can share a book from your library with anyone, and if it's their first time accepting a book through this feature, they can listen free. You can also share audio excerpts from your favorite listens with anyone. You also have speed control to listen faster or slower, narration at the speed that suits you. And you can switch back and forth between reading and listening to the audiobook across many devices, including Amazon's Kindle and Echo, without ever losing your place or missing a word. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories, the best place to listen. Get started with a 30-day trial when you go to audible.com/cc. Or text CC to 500-500. So go to audible.com/CC or text CC to 500-500 and listen for a change.
Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. My name's Cody. I'm 14. And I had a question. I recently became homeschooled because of these three boys. They used to be my friends. And, you know, that just kind of turned bad. And I didn't want to be, you know, turn like them, to put it in that way. But now, for the past 3 months, they go up and down my road for the first time in forever, screaming and hollering. And, I mean, they do this for hours a day. And there's a carnival that comes into our town, and they are just following me from my house to the carnival and running in front of me, and they just won't leave me alone. I love the show. I just wanted your advice. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, Cody at 14, buddy. I am so sorry that you're going through this.
I just want to bring him to my house.
I just want to slap the shit out of the other friends.
Oh, no, they're not his friends. Hold, no. That is not your friend, Cody. And you do not let these boys bully you, because that is exactly what it sounds like. I am so sorry that you are having to go through this, but you are so, so, so much better than this. I don't even know. What do you do? What are these kids doing that they have hours a day to be torturing him and going up and down his street and hollering
and screaming?
Well, clearly,
he and his parents made the right decision to homeschool him and get him away from these rejects.
Because, it's just ridiculous.
Because they're not having any homeschooling. They need homeschooling.
Yeah.
Those heathens need to be the ones homeschooled and taken out of public school so that the people who are going to public school can send their child and not have to worry about this happening.
So, Cody, you give those little bullies our voicemail number. You tell them to call and leave a message, and I can assure you they're going to get an earful.
I can assure you, Cody, that if these boys don't leave you alone, if you'll call me and tell me what their names are and what their social media handles are, then we'll have an open, honest dialogue with each other via Twitter or via Instagram, via Facebook. Or listen, Cody, here's a great concept. Get your mother to bring you to Nashville and get these bullies to come here, and I will moderate a settlement between the three of you, and I'll let Grayson and Chase sit on your side, and if they try to outnumber you, then, you know, my kids do believe a little bit in physical violence.
Todd!
I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying that, you know, sometimes when people get crazy, you got to get a little crazier.
Cody, if those boys come at you, you tell them that you've been on the phone with Mr. Chrisley, and if they don't know who he is,
Google me. Because you can read a lot of bad stuff about me on Google. I mean, it ain't all true, but some of it is. And I love it. You let me know, Cody, how I can help you, buddy, and we love you, and God bless you. Next caller, please.
Hi, Julie. Hi, Todd. My name is Lauren. I'm calling from San Antonio, Texas, and I just want to say that I'm a huge fan of y'all and your family and your podcast. My favorite thing about y'all is that you're such a close-knit family. Now, I'm actually calling in to see if you can give me some advice. I have two older brothers, and my brothers and I, we've grown up and we've gotten married, and the middle child, who I was closest with growing up because we were closer in age, he's kind of distanced himself from the family ever since he got married. We all kind of believe it to be because of my brother's new wife, because of accusations that his wife has made about myself and my other brother. What do you suggest to kind of bring us together? And this one's a little tricky because my brother's wife has actually thrown out allegations that he was physically abusive to her, which is the total opposite of my brother's character. She's also turned to my brother that she's married to, and she said some really nasty, ugly lies about myself and my oldest brother. Now he kind of doesn't have family on his side anymore because he chooses not to reach out to us. And he really doesn't have any friends, so she's kind of alienated him, not only from family, but from his friends. So I'm just wondering what advice you could give to kind of get us back on track. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Love you guys.
Well, 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 let's see here, Lauren. I mean, every family has their shit. I don't care who it is. I mean, listen, we can sit here and make you think and blow smoke up your ass every day and millions of people make y'all think that everything's perfect in our lives because it's not. My kids don't all get along. I mean, you've got two on one island and three on the other. And did I want it to end up that way? No, I did not. But it is what it is. And you got to deal with what God gives you and try to be as graceful with it as you possibly can. I think that you send your brother a text message and just say, listen, you are my blood. You are my brother. We have a mom and daddy that brought us on this earth, and we are the legacy that they leave behind. Always remember, I love you. And when you're ready to receive it and believe it, just respond, I'm here. You got to leave it at that because he could be in his growth season. Clearly, he's probably not growing because, you know, he's blinded by this woman that he's with. And I mean, if she's a shit stirrer, then, you know, he's not going to see that because she's in his ear 24/7. You only get to respond when you're given a captive audience. So my advice to you is take the higher road.
Absolutely. And know that these are still your brothers. This is still you have a great relationship with your other brother. But this brother that has alienated himself from the family, he's always going to be your brother. So you are the only sister that you need to be there for him, because chances are if this girl is stirring up trouble, there's going to be some trouble with them eventually.
He'll eventually see it.
You know, everybody sees it. It just has to happen in their own time.
And let me tell you something about destructive relationships. You know, people that keep going back doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result, are insane. These women out here today that run game like this on these dumbass dudes who can't see a chick for what she is, and these women who can't see a dude for what he is. Listen, no one's going to suffer that consequence other than them. That's it. I mean, Chase has, you know, went back and forth with that ratchet ass thing that he was with, and look how it ended. And they went back and forth, back and forth. Everything has its own season. And you got to wait for the seasons.
Give your brother the time, because trust me, he's your brother and it's worth it.
Exactly. Next caller, please.
Hey, Julie and Todd. I was just wondering if you were going to make your way to West Virginia. My name is Maggie and I live in the Southern Cokefields, and I love Nathan Nanny Faye. It would be great to get to meet her. Thanks and God bless.
Hey, Maggie May.
From West Virginia.
I love your accent. Virginia will probably be on our stop. And, you know, yes, I'm going to bring my mother because, I mean, let's face it, without her, there is no show.
Right. I mean, she will be the first to tell you that she's a talent. And you know what? When I am out and with her, I truly believe that.
So, yes, Maggie, Virginia will be a stop that we take. Next callers, please.
Hi, Julie. Hi, Todd. My name is Marie Lane. I am from Florence, South Carolina, but right now I live in Lamar. But anyway, I just want to tell you about my friend Vanessa. She has stage 4 breast cancer, and the cancer is all over. She has had a brain tumor, went in there, the doctor got it all. Then, 2 days later, homegirl went home. Then, she ended up finding the lump in her in her breast again, and I just want to tell you that she is a woman that I look up to so much, because I was having a hard time in my life for a little while where I didn't think I was appreciated, I didn't think I was worth anything, I didn't think I needed to be here on this earth. And I looked at her and I said, I want you to go with me to get a tattoo. And I know Ty don't like tattoos, but I do. It's a story for me to put on my body. But so what I did was I put a heart and I put life. Because my thinking is, if she's fighting every day to stay alive for her mother, and her mother's in her 80s, then I can fight for my life to stay on this earth. And honey, let me tell you, you can't tell if she has cancer because she is fighting every day. And I just want to thank you so much for this podcast, giving out the number so people can sit there. But I just want to say thank you so much.
Thank you so much for that call. And I'm so grateful that you have found your place and your self-worth and your sense of belonging. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Hey, Marie from South Carolina.
Florence, South Carolina.
I love it. I love it. And you know what, Marie? It made me so happy to listen to you, that where you had been and where you're now. And it truly does bring it into perspective that you have this amazing friend, Vanessa, who's battling stage 4 breast cancer.
God bless her.
And you were able to see that whatever we're going through, and we all go through something, we all have the crap in our life that we have to deal with, but there's always somebody out there that's fighting a harder fight than us.
Amen.
I mean, I truly believe that. And I am blessed, and I know that Vanessa is blessed to have a friend like you. And you are certainly blessed to have her, because she's given you this renewed lease on life. And I mean, what better gift can you give someone? So this is a beautiful, beautiful story. And I am so glad that you called in. And actually, speaking of the breast cancer, we have a guy by the name of Brandon who's going to be joining Todd the first week of April to talk about the effects of breast cancer and the spousal effects of breast cancer. So I am super excited about that. So I hope you callers have any questions, men or caregivers or significant others, call us with your questions so that these guys can give you their advice.
Next caller, please.
Hey, Chris Lee family. My name is Autumn and I'm from South Dakota. And I was actually just had a quick question to ask. I was curious to hear about how Savannah has been doing since her car accident. I had went through a pretty serious car accident. I was actually ejected from the car I was in. And I was very fortunate. Shattered my chin and broke my jaw, and I fractured my skull. So I was very lucky. I was thrown about 50 feet on the pavement from where the pickup actually landed. So I was very fortunate. So I was just curious to see how she's doing and how she's recovering from that. Love you guys, and love you guys' show. Have a good day.
Autumn, Savannah's doing great. You know, Savannah still has issues with her back that I don't know that she'll ever completely be well from it. But thank goodness, you know, she lived to tell about it. And so did you, because it is truly, it sounds like you're a miracle. And I mean, all I would tell you is that to please, please, please slow down, pay attention, wear your seatbelt, stay off the phone, and realize that a car is such a dangerous tool that we have. But I am so glad that you're doing well after that, because that sounded horrific. So absolutely. And like we said before, we'll put South Dakota on that list. See what happens.
There you go. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is Aiden from Maryland. So I know you're going on your little USA tour. Would you please consider coming to Maryland? Yeah. Thank you very much. God bless.
Aiden, buddy.
Oh, my gosh, Aiden.
We love you already.
Yes, I'll take you. Come to my house, please.
Maryland, you know, we would love to see you, buddy. So we will probably start releasing some of the dates and and the states we're going to be in, I think, probably midsummer. And then I think we're going to do some of them in the fall. Is that right?
Yeah.
So we'll start releasing that. But Aiden, I can't think of any place I'd rather go. I mean, now that I've heard your voice on this call.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for watching and listening to us.
And we love you, buddy. Stay good. Next caller.
Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Chrisley. My name is Jessica. I was in North Alabama. I'm 23 years old. I moved to Alabama from Texas about a year and a half ago. My question is, I took a vow of purity about 3 years ago, and my family all likes to make fun of it and like to constantly just kind of be like, you know, oh, I need to have a boyfriend, or I need to lay down with somebody or something like that. And like, they don't understand why I would not want to test drive the car before buying it. I have done things before, but this was after I got saved and just something that God laid on my heart, just something that He, like, I have a purity ring and everything. I don't wear it because I get so much flack for trying to, you know, live this life of purity. So I was just wondering if you guys had any, like, advice on how to, you know, talk to my family about it and just like, hey, you know, just any, how to have that conversation, how to, like, maybe explain, like, why this is important, why this is something that I need to do specifically for me. Thank you so much, and I hope y'all have a good day. God bless.
Hey, Jessica. First of all, I want to say that I think it's a wonderful thing what you're doing. I'm not sure why your family would not support you in this.
And want you to be a hoe.
I mean, you know, for you to get to a place in your life where you realized, okay, I've made mistakes, as we all have, every person on this earth.
I never considered them mistakes when I was doing them. It was when I learned better.
And I want you to understand that what you're doing, and as you said, it's something you feel like you felt led to do for you. And it's probably one of the greatest things that you'll ever do, because you are realizing your self-worth and you are choosing not to give it away freely. And I love that. So I'm sorry that your family doesn't support you in this matter. Because I can't imagine.
Well, she's got God in her corner. So,
right.
I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, I don't know that she needs anyone else. I mean,
right.
I think that you can't be half in and half out. So you can't allow your decision. You can't allow someone else to shame you with a good decision that you've made. You put your purity ring on, you wear it, and you stand for something. Because let me tell you something. It's like that old song says, you got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
So
I want you to stand up for your beliefs and your convictions. And if your family wants to be trashy, that's up to them. But you stay on the high road. Don't get in the ditch. That's where you get dusty. Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. My name is Kaylee, and I'm calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. I absolutely love your podcast. Listening to you guys, just it's uplifting, and it makes me feel good. I have this friend, and she's a single mom of two little girls, and a man has finally come into her life. They've known each other for 3 weeks now, and he is already saying that he's ready to marry her,
oh,
he wants
please.
To have babies with her. He's calling her little girls his daughters, and a couple of our other friends were just nervous for her, and we want to be supportive, of course, but we are afraid that it is moving a little too fast, and we're not exactly sure how we should approach it, or if we should just keep being supportive and let her live her life, because, of course, we want her to be happy, but it is super fast, and it makes us a little nervous. Love you guys. Thank you.
Kaylee.
Hey, Kaylee from Ohio.
Let me just get in here and get this out, and
okay,
you can be
can.
Nice and clean it up. If you, what you need to do is to get your friend some therapy. That's what you need to do. No man should come in your life and you got two daughters.
They shouldn't even know your children.
They shouldn't even know your daughter.
Weeks.
They shouldn't even know your kids in 3 weeks. You need to stop putting your empty feelings out on the street for everybody to pick up and see and take advantage of. Your child comes first. In this case, her children should come first.
Two little girls.
Do you understand that when Julie and I started dating, you were not around the kids for what, 2 months, 3 months?
Yeah, it was a long time.
Because I wasn't going to let, because now listen, like I told y'all, I mean, everybody knows me, I was into community service before it was fashionable. I could not be introducing my kids to all these, you know, people that I was friends with or friendly with. And, you know, when I started dating Julie, it was 2-3 months before my kids ever met her.
But I mean, the scary thing is, Kaylee, for your friend,
and you can't trust me in either.
No, you can't trust people today. And if she has let this person into her life and into her children's life after 3 weeks,
and allowing them to call him dad or him to call them his daughters,
no.
If I was the daddy, I'd have already taken care of that situation.
Well, and I guarantee you, the dad's probably not in the picture. I understand she is a single mother. She's got two kids, and that is hard work. But you need to encourage your friend that, you know, just because the first person that shows her some attention, she doesn't need to jump on that bandwagon.
Right.
This is not just about her anymore. She has two daughters, and that she's allowed someone. And after 3 weeks, you don't know anything about a person.
No, you do not.
No, you don't do that.
Y'all's friend group needs to friend up and take her to dinner.
Yeah, y'all need to do an intervention.
And do an intervention on this.
Here's a question. What do you do with all your photos? We all have a ton. I mean, my mother collects photos. I collect photos. Savannah collects photos. She actually collected tons of photos and then lost them on her phone. And, you know, photos take up so much storage on your phone. And we all have our favorite ones that we always go back to, whether it's a vacation, a holiday photo, just funny things that your kids do that you really want to make sure that you always, always keep. So for those favorite photos, you've got to check out Canvas People. Canvas People print your favorite photos on canvas for really unique, beautiful prints. For me, I would rather have a photo sitting out than I would any other kind of artwork. And this is just such a beautiful piece of art. And with Canvas People, you get your favorite memories printed to cherish and beautiful prints that look great on any wall. So now, as a special limited time offer, Canvas People is offering their popular 11x14 photo canvases for free. For free, people. They normally sell for $69.99, but for this week only, you'll pay nothing. Just cover shipping and handling. To get your free canvas, text CC, as in Chrisley Confessions, to 484848 and just pay shipping and handling. This offer won't last long, guys, so text CC to 484848. That's CC to 484848. Message and data rates may apply.
Next caller, please.
Hi, guys. This is Karina and Tony from Houston, Texas. And we would love to see you guys in the Conroe, Walden area, but Houston would be fine as well. Thank you. Goodbye.
Houston, everyone. I love Houston.
Yes.
I love Houston. I love the people in Houston.
That's right, Karina. And honey, you know Texas is going to be on that list.
Yes, it is, because I love me some Houston. I love Dallas. Dallas. Everybody knows I love Dallas. So we will definitely be in Houston and in Dallas. So next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is Leah from Seattle. First off, I just want to say my boys and I just love listening to your podcast. We love Grayson, and we just think he's the best. And second off, we think you should come to Seattle. We know you think it's cold, so come here in the summer. But my question for you today, first off, I just want to say that I really love the parenting advice that you give. We all need in our lives and in this culture, I think, more strong male role models and more good current parenting advice about how to just be dynamic. But my question for you today is about grades. What was your standard in the way that you inspired your kids to get good grades in high school? I know that you've talked a lot about how Lindsay just naturally got good grades, but how did you inspire and demand and expect, and what was the way that you
got your kids to get good grades more in the upper grades, because I'm having a little bit of trouble with that, and I don't really know whether it's better to punish for bad grades or to pay for good grades. And
you already pay in.
I mean, grades are really the ticket that opens doors for college and all kinds of things. And I would just love your input and your feedback on that. Thanks again. Hope to see you in Seattle. Love your podcast. Love the show. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Hi, Leah. Thank you so much to you and your boys for watching and for that sweet comment about Grayson. First of all, I want to say, yes, I have always put a lot of emphasis on grades and doing well in school. I think that is something that has to start early on. I mean, I can tell you from the time my children started school, I was always, you are to be respectful in school. You're to be respectful of your teachers. You are to do your very, very best. Now, I also believe, as Todd and I have raised five children, every child is different. And some kids are stronger in test taking, and some kids are stronger in the everyday schoolwork. And I think you have to treat each child individually and know that they all have their strengths and weaknesses. You cannot compare one child to the other. If you have one that's strong in a certain area than others, I think the key is to encourage your children to do their very best. And I have said this so many times when I've had conversations with other parents. I would rather have a child that maybe was not the brightest kid in the class, but worked their hardest, than to have children who could go out here and do anything and were lazy and chose not to. So what I would tell you is that stay on them. I do believe you have to encourage kids. Some people are going to say, you know, that's bribing or that's whatever. I think they have to get the big picture. They have to understand, just as you said, that without an education, yes, there are people that are hugely successful and they don't have an education, but for the most part, you got to do well in school. You got to go to college. You got to have a plan together in order to make it in this world and be successful. So what I would say is just be consistent with them. And yes, there are times, and there were times in my kids' lives that we had to take things away. You don't do well in school all week. You're not going anywhere on the weekends. And we didn't have a problem doing that. They have to learn that there are consequences to their actions. So I think, is that pretty much what you would say?
I think you're absolutely right, because first of all, I'm not paying for good grades. I'm already paying. That's why you're in school. I pay for uniforms. I pay for books. I pay for lunches. I pay for you to get up and go every day. So I'm already paying for that. It is, you know, and I have this understanding. What is my understanding with Chloe? What is her?
You have to go to school. All I need from you, and he tells her this, Chloe, I need you to go to school. I need you to be respectful. I need you to be respectful of your peers, your teacher, the authority figures there, and I need you to do your very best.
I mean, that's all you should expect from your child when they're in school. If their job is to bring those good grades home. If they don't give us a break, tuition doesn't give the parents a break. So we have to work and keep working and keep working and keep working to make sure all this stuff is done. And all you got to do is go to school Monday through Friday, 8 hours a day, come home, do your homework, and go back and do it again. Same thing. It is your job. So I expect you to run your job while I'm running mine. So I hope that that helps you. Next caller, please.
Yes, this is Kirsten from Kentucky. Yes, I have a question. I'm going through a divorce right now, and the divorce is not final, and I was wondering when is the right time to date after divorce. And also, I saw you, Julie, in the Bahamas at the airport, and that's when I was separated from my husband, and I wasn't in the right place to go at the time, but when I saw you and you guys, it brought me joy, and I love you guys, and... Thank you. Bye.
Kirsten from Kentucky, thank you for calling in. And I wish you would have said, at least said hello if you saw me in the airport. I love that. As far as the right time to start dating after a divorce, I think it depends on the person. It depends on the situation. It depends on, there's so many factors. I don't think I can give you that time. Do you, Todd?
No.
But I think what I would encourage you to do is, I am a firm believer that a divorce doesn't just happen from one side. There are many sides to a divorce. Everybody has some responsibility, some accountability. And I would say that after going through a divorce, you need to be good with you. You need to be okay with just being Kirsten and knowing that you can take care of yourself, you are okay to be by yourself, and that you're not just jumping from one relationship to the next. Because without doing some serious soul searching, finding out why this relationship failed, what you can do to ensure that your next relationship doesn't, and that you don't bring this same stuff into another relationship.
Sister, what she's trying to tell you is to sit still for a minute. Let your tail cool down. That's what she's trying to tell you. Give yourself a solid year of just you. Fall in love with you. Fall in love with who you are and what you want to become, and embrace that. Because 9 times out of 10, a relationship fails because neither party knows why they're there, what they're doing, what they're supposed to be doing, and how they're going to continue to do it. Come into your next relationship fully and completely ready to commit. And you can't do that when you're out here dealing with all these D-bags, thinking that, you know, that, well, I'm going to the Roadhouse on Friday night. I'm going over here on Saturday night. Just because you can have a date every night doesn't mean you should. I need you to cool your tail down. Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. My name's Katie Clarida. I am from Reidsville, North Carolina, and I love listening to y'all every week on the podcast. I also love listening to Lindsay on Coffee Combos. It's actually the only 2 podcasts that I listen to. And they help get me through my day, through my traveling back and forth, you know, dropping the kids off, or even while I'm doing my exercises in the afternoon. Love y'all's information that y'all give out and the advice and the honesty that y'all give. Love your values and your TV show, and would love to see you in North Carolina. Take care.
Thank you, Katie.
Thanks, Katie, and thanks for listening. And North Carolina will be on that list, I can assure you.
North Carolina is definitely on that list, and we appreciate you listening to the family. Mm-hmm. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is Melissa from New Jersey. Yes, I'm just wondering if you have a routine, a morning or habit that you follow, or regimen that you follow in the mornings. Sometimes I have difficulty getting up. I'm not sure whether to watch the news or read the Bible, or listen to music, or listen to positive self-talk, like I'm trying to use positive coping skills and all of that good stuff. But sometimes in the morning, I'm just not sure what to do. So I know sometimes talk about your faith and talk about things that inspire you, but I don't know for sure what to do when I get up in the morning, other than just wake up. Sometimes there's a fear of going about the day or not knowing what to expect or what to hold on to. And, you know, when I turn on the news, for example, it's bad stuff. Or when I listen to the music, sometimes it's like secular music. So I'm not sure where to be guided, particularly in the morning, for some reason. So if you get up and you pray or you go to the gym, please let me know, especially Julie. I know you are so busy in the mornings, especially. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, Melissa from New Jersey. First of all, I want to say, when you are getting up in the morning, I feel like it is so important to start your day off on the right foot. Whether that is a daily affirmation, whether that is a short devotional you can do, or just having some quiet time, I think it's really important that we start our day off on a positive note. So I would encourage you to do that. There are so many apps and things on your phone that you can do as a daily affirmation or as a short devotional. So I would say try both of those and see how that works. Just give yourself, you know, whether it's 10 minutes, whether it's 30 minutes. minutes, whatever you have. You know, and some mornings, yes, I have that time to get up and kind of go at my leisure. And most of the time I don't. I'm getting kids ready for school and out the door. But I do feel like if we can start our day off on a positive note, it truly helps the rest of the day.
I agree. Listen, before I get up every morning, I literally lay there with my eyes closed. It's my time to talk to the Lord. I mean, I say my prayers. I thank God for, you know, the day that I had before, the night that he allowed me to wake up, you know, the morning he allowed me to wake up from the night. I give thanks for all the blessings that I have. And I ask, you know, God to grant me peace, for God to give me the strength to face the things and the challenges that I'm going through currently. You know, I asked for the Lord to allow the truth to be revealed on so many levels of life. I pray for transparency. But what I'm trying to tell you is that 15 minutes in the morning I spend laying there in that bed, I am emotionally and psychologically in tune with giving thanks to the Lord above. So, I mean, I hope that helps you. Next caller, please. And I think this is our last caller.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is Melanie from Richmond, Virginia. We love, love you all here. And what I wanted to ask is kind of an odd situation, but I thought, how would Todd and Julie handle this, especially if Nanny Faye were in the same situation? My mother-in-law is 81 years old. And she has recently found a boyfriend. They met at the dentist office. And they got really close really fast. They're in a sexual relationship.
Oh, my word!
I think it's great that she's happy. But I do have my worries. It seems to me that my husband would be a little more concerned. But he's just like, you know, she's happy. That's great. So I was just wondering how you all would feel about that if Nanny Faye at her age found someone and they got that close. My mother-in-law and her boyfriend have been seeing each other for about 2 months now. So I was just wondering your opinion. Love you guys, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Yes, sister. Yes.
Melanie, I cannot believe this. This was the perfect last call of the podcast for today. Your mother-in-law is 81 years old.
And laying it down or dropping it like it's hot.
That is crazy to me.
Nanny Faye can't be doing no shit like
no,
that.
No, Nanny Faye is not. I will not allow it. I will not allow. You know, I mean, I guess the reason they moved quickly is because they're in their 80s. I mean, let's face it. How much time do they have left, chances are?
I want to know in his 80s what he's taking. I mean, because in 80, I mean, it's like packing bubble gum.
Okay,
so, I mean,
that's enough. All right, Melanie. So, honey, all I can tell you
is pray that thank God that your mother-in-law has got her mojo back.
Well, you know, I guess so. I say all the time, dealing with Faye is like dealing with the most is like dealing with the most unruly teenager I've ever had. So I know what you're going through, sister, and good luck.
And at least you don't have to worry about, you know, her getting pregnant and you having to give a baby shower and all that stuff.
You're disgusting.
Because I can assure you, he's firing blanks at this point.
You're disgusting.
So with that being said, folks, that's going to end another episode of Chrissy Confessions. We thank you all very much for tuning in each week. We thank you for tuning in on USA Network for Chrissy Knows Best and in April for Growing Up Chrissy. We thank you for standing with our family through all of the ups and downs that we have, and we have a lot of them. We thank you all for accepting us as we are, and we in turn accept each and every one of you in every walk of life, regardless of race, regardless of religion, regardless of mistakes that you have made. We are here to lift you up. We are not here to stomp you when you're down. So remember that. Remember that philosophy when it comes to your neighbor, your friends, your family. Love is much, much easier than hate. So until next week, good luck and God bless.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You got it.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.